views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of your intuition can bring. And we like to solve life's most challenging problems here. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves, and also in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It's my pleasure to share life-transforming information and give you an opportunity to call in. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I'm really, really excited about the show today. The title of our show is The Beauty Truth, The Awakening of the Clean Beauty Movement. So choosing toxic ingredients, unrealistic claims, and unethical practices, big beauty companies, has conscious consumers seeking indie beauty brands that commit to a code of contact that is inclusive of ethics, sustainability, and removing unrealistic beauty expectations created to convince people to buy more things. My guest today, Nikki Hunter, is an award-winning makeup artist and service provider whose 20 years in the beauty industry comprised her health physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Her own journey to discovering wellness exposed the dark side of the beauty business and forced her to become a beauty industry refugee. I love that. And inspired her to create a new shopping culture rich in transparency, ethics, and education. So Nikki is now the owner and lead educator at the Green Vanity Holistic Beauty Lounge, which is right here in Kelowna, British Columbia, a retail store that teaches us to question our perspective of beauty while teaching us to embrace our inner minimalist. I love that too. So live healthfully and the power of our purchasing choices. So Nikki, are you there?
I am here.
I am so happy to have you on the show.
I am so excited to be here.
I love shopping at your place.
We have so much fun when you come.
I know. And I've been getting so many compliments on my skin since I switched to your products.
Your skin is thankful.
yeah. And it's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It was less expensive than some of the more expensive beauty products out there.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite myths.
Yeah. And I absolutely love how when I came in there, you took the time and you sat down and mm-hmm. you asked me what I wanted and and you didn't push any products on me. You know, mm-hmm. you just said, this is what I would recommend. And, I really, really enjoyed that. And you have some cool clothes in there.
Yeah.
I have to get downtown more, Nikki.
I agree, Colette. We shouldn't be meeting in places like this.
You and I were laughing because I've been working on my website for 2 months, mm-hmm. just updating it. And it's a really good thing because like there's all these new cards that I have out for my deck and all these new products like you, you know. And so if people out there are wondering if I fell off the face of the earth, no, I've been in website land and I'm almost out.
Yeah. There's light. It's at the end of the tunnel. I'm there.
I know, like, as an entrepreneur, like you said that you do you want to tell us just a little bit about your business? And then I would really love to go over some points and have you just share your wealth of information on the subject as much as possible.
Thank you so much, Colette. It's funny, the way you introduce my business, like just from your personal experience, is just such a great way to like segue into what I have to say, because those are like the key points of what the Green Vanity is about. Because, you know, when we peel back the layers of what we're seeking when we're going to a store to buy beauty products is, you know, doing those things for, you know, that big buzzy word right now, which is self-care. Yet when we get in there, we're bombarded by images of unachievable beauty. It's like right away, okay, I'm not good enough. Like the first experience when you walk in is I'm not good enough. And then someone, approaches you and immediately comes at you with what's wrong with you because they have a solution to fix it. So now you feel even worse. By the time you leave the store, you've left with too much things. You're shame spiraling because you spent too much money. And you didn't even really leave with what you wanted. You just feel worse. And then you go home, take it and shove it in I call it the box of shame underneath the sink in the bathroom. And then the next thing you know, it's like, right? And we're all doing it, but no one's talking about it.
In my seminars, we use the cards for feng shui. And we talk a lot about decluttering. And honestly, before this, like, it must have been your influence.
Yeah.
But before this show a few days ago, even though I had so many things to do, I had to clean my bathroom and clean my makeup out.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stand it anymore. What did you call it?
I call it the box of shame, which, I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny because we put it there 3, 4, 5 years later, we're still looking at it. And by that point, it's like fully expired. It's not, it has no value at all. But since we spent money and we have these emotions attached to it, we're still freaking hanging on to it. And every time we look under the sink, we feel all these bad feelings. And that's our continued self-care ritual. And I'm like, okay, we need to totally undo that and redo it.
You are so brilliant.
Oh, like, thanks, girl.
Really, this is what I teach in my seminars is about how, like, if your physical environment does not support you. And I never really thought about the box of shame under the sink, but I bet you almost every woman has one, and men too.
Yep. Yeah. So part of my whole Green Vanity experience from when someone walks through the front door or enters, you know, the greenvanity.ca website, it's straight away is how am I not letting that happen to this client? How am I not continuing that process for them? How am I going to make sure they go home with exactly the right thing? Because I'm actually going to ask what they're seeking instead of what I think's best for them. And it's not hype. Oh, this is trendy. Like purple eyeshadow. And it's like, this is not a purple eyeshadow person. Oh, purple eyeshadow's trendy. So we're all going to leave with one today. No, that's not how we roll. We get people fitted with their perfect thing. And then we actually talk about the box of shame and how I can help them move through it sustainably. Because the joy of this movement is people are simplifying and people are becoming more aware of their environment, the things that they, you know, are bringing into their space and what they're embracing. But now they still have to deal with the stuff they've already purchased and bought that makes them feel bad.
I know, because it feels so bad because there's plastic containers. And,
and weird, barfy things.
And what are you supposed to do with that?
And that's where it gets extra complicated because now we have literally millions of people who are you know, becoming so aware and becoming so conscious. And, you know, we look at that big scale and all these people literally hurling it in the garbage can just so it will go away. The planet cannot handle that. And the amount of resources we're blowing through to literally trash it is absolutely not cool. So
that's,
I really help people.
I loved about when I walked in your place, like the makeup I got.
Yeah.
When you hold it, it has such a strong vibration.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
It smells good. When you put it on your skin, it feels like you could eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and a lot of it, you literally could. I wouldn't say it would taste good, but it sure wouldn't hurt you.
Yeah. And so there's some things that, there's some points that you wanted to share, and I would love to just take them on one by one, because I feel that so many of my clients and so many of my students are so excited to hear this show, because at my seminars, we focus on voting with your dollar. And so we go out there. Keiko Bryshen and Cindy Lee are always downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Keiko hunts things down.
Yeah,
and she reads all the labels, and she is like dedicated, right? And then when we come back, she'll share that information. So this is what and you have a wealth of knowledge here. So because if people put makeup on, that is not good for them, and it's been animals have been tested on it, and it's not cruelty free. How can anyone feel good about slathering that all over their face?
Yeah.
You know, so one thing you said is that you like to create a clear language and understanding how to ask the right questions based on what concerns people the most.
Yeah, and absolutely.
So you said, 2 points you gave me here are ethical as adverse to not tested on animals. So
correct.
What's the difference? Like, what does that really mean? You know, like, it's like when you cook eggs, it's so complicated now.
It is, right? So, and one of the things which is really fun for me as a facilitator in this is opening this whole thing up, because people, when they think of ethics and beauty, they immediately think animal testing, which, there's a lot of great shifts and changes happening in that, which is lovely. It's still a practice, absolutely, and we still need to hold brands accountable for their choice. But when we're opening the door wider and we're asking about ethical practices, this is where we get into things like child exploitation, women exploitation, and community devastations and things like that, because not a lot of people realize that a lot of children run the mines for the mica, which means children are dying and being exploited so we can have sparkles, and their mothers are put into the sex industry. So we're having sparkles and there's women and children being exploited. So that's just kind of like another layer of it. And so we think to ourselves, of course, animal testing's not okay, but neither is allowing a child or woman to be exploited for it either. So it's asking those deeper questions. And many of the brands,
a rush of energy through my body right now. People need to know this so that they can make educated choices. And we have to take a break right away here. But when we come back, we'll touch on some more of these. And, you know, there's lots and lots of really wonderful people out there and companies out there. And, you know, you vote with your dollar. And that's what we're saying. Be aware of what you purchase and the ingredients in it. And then, you know, you're going to have a better product for sure, right?
Absolutely.
So you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today, Ms. Nikki Hunter.
And yay!
We're going to continue with this conversation. 1-800-930-2819. If you want to phone in and ask Nikki any questions or get some energy shifted, feel free. We'll be right back.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is Nikki Hunter. And Nikki, before we continue, just please share the information on how people can find you and your contact information, please.
Yeah, I'm one of those hippies that got super savvy with the social media. So you can get me on the Instagram at The Green Vanity or Clean Beauty Nikki. If you want to follow the business or follow me, that's, up to you. On Facebook, The Green Vanity, or the online store, which has links to all of our different workshops and things like that at thegreenvanity.ca. Or if you want to come to the store and have a cup of tea with me, you can just come to 1492 St. Paul Street.
And that's in Kelowna, British Columbia. Yeah. And it is beautiful here. It's worth the trip.
Agreed.
So, we just want to finish one point because we have a caller here. But I just wanted you to finish talking about this. We were talking about the ethics behind this and why it's not just about animals, but it's also people.
Yeah, and their communities.
And communities, okay? Yeah. And so... And the other point that you had made is when people are reading labels, mm-hmm. what is the difference? What do they mean? What does natural mean compared to non-toxic?
Yeah, that's such a great question because there's such like broken understanding with that, because immediately when we hear the word natural, we're like, oh, this is so good. But natural doesn't necessarily mean good, because if you look directly to nature, that's where your petrochemicals are from. That's where your asbestos is from. So I think to go that one step further when we're talking about wellness is instead of talking about natural, it's talking about non-toxic. Because when we're talking about non-toxic, then we're stepping into health. And there are some non-toxic things that aren't necessarily natural, but can be really helpful.
That's brilliant.
Space, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just being really specific, because right now with this trend, because it's a trend that's transitioning into a movement or revolution for sure. But the big brands are still super embracing the hype. So they're slapping words on like natural, no parabens, no perfume. And it's like, okay, that's nice. But what's actually in it then? Because it still smells really good. But if you didn't put perfume in it, what is in it? And is that safe? But you took the antifungal out. Fungus is scary. Did you put something healthy in to control my fungus, or am I just getting a fungus, or am I getting an alternative toxin? So it's stepping away from the flashy words to sell you and literally flipping over the box and reading the ingredient listing. And I know that most of us aren't chemists, and that's like a whole other thing, but there are resources that can help, like myself, to help you kind of navigate that. And if you do want that little thing in your palm, the Think Dirty app is really helpful just to help you get through the kind of the worst of it. It's not a perfect app, but it's sure helpful when you're just right in the trenches trying to decide on a skin cream, right?
Wow, that's why I just go to you.
Yeah. Well, let me do the work for you. It's like I already dug through. Yeah.
And speaking of that, we were talking about the box of shame. And on the break, you were telling me that you actually have a solution.
Which is really interesting.
Please fill us in on that one.
Yeah. One of my kind of quirky personality traits is I need to have that full circle thing going on. If I'm there and I'm also like representing a problem, I also better show up with a solution, right? Because I'm like, yeah, thanks. Here's another problem. Have fun with that. I'm like, and I have a solution, right?
So good plan. Thank you.
Yeah. The Green Vanity is actually one of Terrace Cycle's cosmetic depots for cosmetic waste, which means that Green Vanity has the boxes to take cosmetics plastics. So anything that doesn't fit down the municipal recycling, like the bigger shampoo bottles and things like that, will still go municipal. But we can take all the weird things like your compacts and lipstick tubes and mascara things and weird pumps and things like that. And they lovingly turn them into more useful things in a recycle way, which is super cool. And one of the services we provide is Detox Your Vanity. And you can actually bring your box of shame in and have a private appointment, and we will actually create a 2 to 3 year sustainability plan to help you transition out of it and let go of the ick in a way that is healthy for you emotionally and something that the planet can take on. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, digging through your box of shame is such a cool experience because it helps you really learn what your emotional triggers are when you shop, because you see your own patterns in that box and it is so cool. So I help you kind of dig through that and help you learn more about yourself so you become a more conscious shopper based on what your own emotional triggers are.
This is like, this is good advice for all people to become more aware. And as I say, like in my Layer 3 manuals, I talk a lot about this. Vote with your dollar. People will say, what can one person do? The problem is so huge. One person can do a lot. And you know, like, look what you're doing and look what I'm doing. you know what I mean? Yeah. And so it's important to have these conversations. I'm just going to take the caller who's been patiently waiting here, and then we'll see what, you know, maybe she has a question for you or something. And then we will continue on.
Ruby.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there. Is this you?
Hello, it's you, Liz.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's you.
So good to chat with both of you.
Yeah, you're okay. I can hear you now. Okay, can you hear me? Okay, Yula.
I can hear you fine. Yes.
Okay, good. So, what can we do for you today?
So you're gonna laugh because as soon as I wrote you that I was coming in for a seminar coming up pretty soon here, the next day I got my car towed from work. And I was so triggered in that moment when I found out that's what was happening. I was so triggered. And you know a bit of background on it as well, in terms of working from home, in terms of the frustration that's been going on there. And I was just hoping to get your help because I still feel a bit of resentment around this issue.
Okay. So how much is it bothering you on a scale of 0 to 10?
I'd say about a 7 or an 8.
Okay. So it was an interesting day yesterday because my vehicle wouldn't start because the battery died and I was going to have to get my vehicle towed. But, my friend and I managed to get it, started, and managed to get it, drive it to the battery place and get it replaced so I didn't have to get it towed. Find it interesting that your car was towed. and mine was yesterday almost, you know. But the people at the store, and I'm just going to give them, they're here in Kelowna also, and it was a store called Canadian Energy, and Dave there was so good to me. Replaced the battery, did everything, you know, and even checked my tires and pumped them with their, you know, things. So we're just going to strengthen you to that type of a result. And I want to ask Nikki, because Nikki,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking you have some insight around this. Like when, you know, because you, Nikki's been in business for quite some time here.
Yeah.
And so she understands, like, you know, kind of that going to work and being home, and she's very brilliant businesswoman. So I'm just gonna, Nikki, do you have any advice around this? And I'm energetically going to shift this now. Well, you talk.
You know, first of all, kudos for understanding your triggers. Like, that is so important. So many people like sit in the feeling of it, but they're not self-aware enough to know what set them off, and they can't kind of move back into it and start like self-dialoguing. So A, kudos to that. That is super amazing. And second of all, oh girl, when I know the answer to that, I'll share it with you, because I mean, I got triggered this morning when I couldn't get my kettle to work and I needed a coffee to meet Colette, right? So I'm like, if I don't have my coffee, and then, you know, I got on board the anxiety train because suddenly my coffee not happening meant I was going to suck on the show. And then that's where I was. I was in full on the anxiety train. All hell was breaking loose.
Here, you too. I didn't have enough coffee here this morning either. I had just enough for one cup. And then my cat Pearl drank out of it, and I didn't really want it after that.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So we're just going to strengthen this. This is the kind of, like, Yulith, when you check in right now, do you feel differently than you did, like, a couple minutes ago?
I feel differently, yes. I find that the one question that came up while you were talking, Nikki, was that why does it cost money to go to work?
Yeah,
that
right?
That confuses my mind for some reason. Like, that just twists everything for me, and I just need to get clear on that.
Okay. Yeah, so what? Everything costs money, right, Nikki?
That is unfortunately the currency we are working with right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so and a lot of Yulith, what's coming up for you on an emotional level? I mean, I think that, like, I know it's not funny that you got your car towed, but it's funny because where did they tow it?
They towed it 10 minutes down the street. I caught a cab to go get it. It was just this towing lot, and the guy gave me a ticket on top of that because City of Vancouver, that's, you know, there, and again, it was linked to signage. Just like when I signed up for my last seminar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There were three different signs on the street.
I think what we're going to do is, because we have to go for another break here, is if you want to hang on, do you have time to hang on until we come back?
Sure.
And yeah, I would like to just clear energetically some of the stuff that's coming up, because in many ways, the universe is sending you a message pretty loud and clear. That when you have your tow car two blocks down the street, that's, I think it's kind of funny because you don't want to drive to work anymore. And
no, I don't.
The universe actually took the car and moved it out of the lot. So, I mean, if there was no money involved, it wouldn't bother you that much. You could laugh a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. So we're just going to, I'm going to work on this. And if you hang on, we have to take a quick break now, and we'll be right back after this short message.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and talesfromthevector.com, T-A-I-L-S, if you're looking for energy-shifting cards and paintings. And I also can be reached on social media, Facebook, et cetera, on Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Unlike Nikki, my guest, I haven't got on Instagram personally yet, but you can check me out there from The Truth is Funny one.
And well, you're going to love it. Instagram is so fun.
Yeah, that's what you, that, and my friend is going to come teach me how to do that sometime this week.
Yep, absolutely.
So we have Yulith patiently waiting there. And Yulith, Nikki has some advice for you and everybody else listening in. And while she's talking, I'm just going to shift a bit. But I just wanted to know, check in with you. Has your number dropped?
Hello?
Sorry. We were just checking in to see if your number has dropped.
I feel like I'm at about a 5.
Yeah, good. Okay. So Nikki has some words of advice for you and for others. Go for it, Nikki.
So I'm really enjoying this segment because it kind of brings me back to when I was at that transition zone where I was wanting slash needing to leave the mainstream beauty industry. And I'd known that for, at that point, years. But I was stuck in the, I needed the paycheck. I had a benefit. So I had all that stuff. And so as much as, you know, emotionally and spiritually and living in my authenticity meant I needed to take that big jump, I was terrified. And so I just kept hanging on, even though going to work every day. I mean, I joke about it now, but I mean, then it wasn't funny. I used to say my soul would wait at home for me. It wouldn't even come to work with me because it was so devastated by what I was choosing to do every day, by selling the toxic filled products that were tested on animals to people with a smile, like it was going to be good for them. Right. And I just ended up being very physically sick as well as emotionally sick. And I got to a tipping point one day where I woke up in the morning and I had lesions in my mouth that hurt so bad. And one of my eyes was swollen shut. And at that point, I will use the word broken, as much as I don't really appreciate that word when we're talking about people. That is how I felt. And that was a real feeling to me, as I felt broken. And I literally externalized outside. I said to the universe, okay, I don't know what to do, but I can't keep doing this. And I get it. You're going to keep making me sick until I do this. So starting today, I'm just saying, yes, just show me the way. And I will just take the path of least resistance. And I gave my notice at my job, which was terrifying because I was a single mom. And 6 weeks later, my first Green Vanity was open, which was a 300 square foot store in a storage closet. I started where I was with four brands. And I'm like, this will be my 2-year plan. I'll make the thing. I'll start my culture. I'll do my thing. I outgrew that space in 6 months because I was on my path and I was starting to live in my truth, which was all I was supposed to do in the first place. But I sat in that kind of scary place of, what about my paycheck? What about paying for childcare? What about the groceries? What about the dental bills? What about the, what about the, what about the? And I was holding on too tight to that and not enough in the faith of what I could bring just by bringing my light out.
Wow. Yuleth, how are you feeling?
Tired.
Yeah. Okay. What's going on is like, and this is something that I talk a lot about at my seminars, and I talk about this, like you just signed up for one of my seminars and then this happened the next day or something, right? And that's not really that great for advertising. Oh, sign up for Colette's seminar and get your car towed.
Sorry.
But the universe does have a really good sense of humor, you have to admit. Come on. You didn't want to drive to work and the car got towed from work? And only 2 blocks down the road.
Yeah.
So we're going to strengthen for you to be able to look at this and not look at it from a place of fear. And that you are, and you can enjoy going to that work. I'm getting you're strong to your work. Like you're strong to doing the work. You can do a really good job. You just would prefer to do other things. And you would prefer not to do it in that physical environment. So we're going to strengthen you to the physical environment at work and the physical environment at home energetically. Do you have a box of shame?
I think I do somewhere, yes.
Okay, so.
You have yours really well hidden. Good job. Slide it further away, deeper.
I just find love it. I'm pretty motivated to find it now.
So we're just going to strengthen you to this. Like you can think outside that box, okay?
Okay.
Can think outside that box. You haven't done anything wrong. It's not like anyone died. You know, you didn't run someone over with your car, you know? So we're just going to strengthen you. What I'm getting for a lot of people right now, and is in particular, when people do sign up for my seminars, they do have a tendency to make big changes. Even if I have I have an event coming up here on February 15th, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock at the Kanata Hotel. And I talk for a little bit and then I demonstrate with a live shift talk event how easily people, and you've been to those, Yuleth, and you know, I have people that are sitting in the audience. They're not the one that came up. You know, at the last event I was at, I was talking to a woman. I was working on her ears because she had to have surgery on the one and now the right one was going. And she didn't really shift as much sitting in that chair in front. But one lady came to me after and said, while she was sitting in my in that room, her one ear popped and she hasn't been able to hear out of it for over a decade. And now she could hear out of it. And she was just like kind of freaked out. So these energetic shifts, when things go not according to plan, like when the coffee, there wasn't enough coffee, and then the kettle wouldn't work, and the car got towed, and the battery was dead, and it wouldn't start in my car, all of these things. Maybe if I was going to drive down the road that day and drive home, there was an accident or something that was going to happen, and the universe stopped me from doing that.
Yes.
Change the time. You know what I mean? So I've learned when things don't go according to plan, when there's a detour, sometimes that might be your angels, and I'm getting, you know, feeling a lot of energy coming here. This could be your angels looking out for you. And the only way they can do it on this third dimensional world. And you know how the dragons are, Yulith.
I do. Oh my God. You just made me really emotional just now.
Yeah, I mean,
one of the first things you said to me in the last seminar that I attended was that I will never be the same and life is going to change. And I can tell you right now, hands down, I've never felt this good in my life.
Awesome.
I'm 36 years old and I've never felt this powerful and this much at home in my own skin.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you again, and we'll pop into Nikki's store there.
I would love that.
Yeah. I'll make us tea.
Yeah. So how are you feeling now, Yulith?
Emotional, because I just had to really think about what you said, and that's actually very, very powerful.
Okay, so now take a deep breath. Put some energy into your spine. Squeeze your butt, you know, get really, get your posture straightened. Breath, okay. Put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, that'll ground you. Pull your energy inward and just press the button delete. Now, can you give me a number where you're at?
One.
There you go. So I'm just going to explain to everybody listening here that energetic shifting, she's already at a zero, but her perception has not caught up with it because it happens so fast. And so people who are doing a lot of energy work, there's no magic pill to have nothing bad ever happen. Having said that, the more aware you are and the more calm you are, if you are the eye of the storm instead of being the collateral damage from the storm, then the people around you become calm and the situation calms down, and then you'll start to get some insight. And, you know, this is what your intuition can do for you. But if you are, your perception sometimes will take a little bit of time to catch up because it was so fast. And when you were crying and you're energetically shifted, a lot of people fall into that, because what happened there is what I call sentimental sadness. And you just let go of a part of yourself that no longer serves you. So I'd say really good work for you. And thank you for calling in. And have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much.
And Nikki.
You too.
Do you have any last words you'd like to say to Yulith here before she hangs up?
No, you just keep rocking it, girl. You're doing the thing. You'll get there. All the things, they're coming together for you.
I love it. We're listening to the Money. I have Nikki Hunter on here. We have to go for another short break here, but we'll be right back to make some shift happen.
High frequency healing for an amazing life. With Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my beautiful guest today talking about the beauty industry, and that is Nikki Hunter. And so it was so good to have you share this wealth of knowledge. And we just had Yulith on and we were thinking, what are we going to talk about next? And I just, you know, I would love if you would share your story about how you started your business, what you just shared with me, and your about having bank accounts. I really like that.
Yeah. I think for a lot of us, we have really interesting relationships with money, and like we all have like these weird things when it comes to, you know, abundance and affluence and things like that. And we get so attached to like the human currency of money and not having enough. And it can be a real roadblock for us when we're trying to find our passion or live, you know, the thing we're trying to be, whether it's service or leadership or whatever our jam is. And for me, that was a huge part of my roadblock, was how do I, this, you know, at that time, single mom who couldn't, you know, it was hand to mouth, how am I going to start a business? And then, you know, when the everything was aligning for me that it's go, 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 there was still that money thing. And that's when I discovered this other bank account that I knew nothing about, which I've dubbed now my karmic bank account, because I didn't know what else to call it. And at that point, I kind of put my hand up to my community and my network and my people. And it was kind of like, help, I'm doing this thing. And A, I don't really know what I'm doing. And B, I sure don't have the money to do it. But these are the things I need. And that's when I discovered that I was so wealthy in community, in people around me and that whole thing. And I would never have been able to start a business with the amount of money I had. Like that, it would not have happened. But tapping into this other new account of abundance that I hadn't recognized because it wasn't money. I didn't actually realize how rich I was. And so here I was with my hand up going, holy cow, I'm going down a scary rabbit hole. I need everyone who can help me to help me. And a little bit of, you know, someone helped me build something. Someone helped me paint some things. Someone helped me do this, that, or the other thing. And next thing I know, I had this cutest little store, and the people were coming, and obviously I had discovered fearlessness at that time, and I was ready to jump down the rabbit hole and learn how to market myself and do all that stuff. But the wealth was a whole new education for me, just discovering what abundance is and that you can look outside the bank account. I'm not saying I didn't need money. Of course I needed money. That is our currency of this time. But there was a whole other depth I could take it to by discovering my other karmic bank account too.
I love that. You know, I have a card in my deck, and it's the sacral chakra dragon. Mm-hmm. And she's beautiful and orange, and she's holding a ball in her of energy in her hands, and she's manifesting. Mm-hmm. And this is some advice that I give to some people quite often. Like, it comes up as a weakness for a lot of people, is if they have ever been a single mom or were raised by a single mom. That I just want to energetically shift that for everybody. That doesn't necessarily mean that a lot of times when you test it energetically, the person is actually better off being a single mom than being in a relationship. And, you know, and the child is also. And so just taking all the stigma of that, you know, and what, because what your story just makes me laugh, because I was similar to you, a single mom. I had sold my business, and then I found myself in a position where I was wanted to separate, and I ended up like for almost 5 years not having access to my money. And that's when I did the most, like, that's when I started this business. Mm-hmm. And it was an experience very much like yours.
Yeah.
Where everything that like, and so this is what I would like to share with people when it comes to like that manifestor card that I'm talking about, is that most people, when it comes to like they want to do something or they set a goal, a lot of people will say, well, I can't do that until I have the money. And what you did is you said, I'm going to do that and the money will come.
Yeah. And I didn't attach myself to actual like paper bills and coins. It's
right.
Just the money will come. Because I think what people think is when they say the money will come, they're actually looking at like the money itself, but the currency is so different than that. It's, this is not going to cost me money now because this person's going to help me do it. This person's going to give me pain. That still all equates to money. It's just money you're not spending anymore. So you don't need physical money. So it's like letting go of what money looks like, because abundance isn't so black and white like that.
Yeah. And I love this because this is also bringing up my declutter card. And, mm-hmm. you know, we teach that at the seminars about how important it is to declutter like that. Like, but I honestly missed the box of shame under the thing. It just makes me laugh.
It was
that's one of my favorite,
there.
Honestly. And so I just wanted to also I remind people that I do have a teleconference tomorrow night. You can still get in if you and get an issue in if you want. That's from 7 till 8. And it's actually my telespa. And so I'm going to be talking about facial reengineering. So this is beautiful. You know, I'm going to suggest that people by this radio show will be up in the archives. Right away here. And if people want to listen to this show, if you are on my call, this is beautiful information. I think we have like about, 5 minutes or so left here that we could maybe touch on another point of on the makeup of how to, what it means not only to choose brands that operate from a sustainable manner, but what practices do we need to adopt to really create a difference out there?
Yeah, it's such a great thing, isn't it? I think one of the things that is one of the most, like, sometimes I feel when I'm in the front lines, when I'm like, I'm right front lines, I'm working in the store, there's some conversations, you have the same conversation so much that you realize, okay, this is a real thing that so many people are struggling with, because I actually have an animation I do to do this multiple times a day. And I'm like, okay, these are key subjects. And one of the biggest key subjects is, we are sold products for jobs that, like, it's not even real. Like, that product doesn't even do a thing that it's doing the thing, but we need to have it as part of our ritual. But what it actually is just a way for a company to sell us one more thing. And when we really pull back and start really, and one of our mantras in the store is, shut up and listen. Ask your skin what it wants. Don't tell it what it needs. You suddenly get down to like 2 or 3 products, when many of us at one point had like skin routines that were 6, 7, 8 steps long.
So I never managed to maintain any of those for more than 2 days.
That hello box of shame. And that's like for some people, that was like a $300-$500 investment under the sink, and they still didn't get that beauty ritual. So for me, I always say, let's pull back just to the practices themselves. What are the things we need to do in their most simplicity to have those like attainable rituals every single day that help us, you know, foster wellness for ourselves and take care of ourselves, but aren't going into the box of shame and aren't like overshooting what we can actually do for our lifestyles. And interestingly enough, the amount of money we're spending drops dramatically, and we're automatically choosing brands that are supporting these minimal choices. So the simple act of becoming self-aware as to what your reality looks like directs you to the brands that are going to support that and not oversell you.
I love it. You are actually beautiful inside and out, Nikki.
Aw, thanks, Colette. I feel the same about you.
And I just wanted to, because we have a couple minutes left, I just also wanted to mention that me and my team will be at the Holistic Market and Psychic Fair on Sunday, on the 13th, and that's at the Laurel Packard Building, and that's from 11 till 4. It's free entrance there, and it's a lot of fun there, so you can come to our booth, check out, you know, and I share sessions, consultations with people, 15-minute consultations, so that they can get a feeling of what it's like to really feel that instant shift. And so I just wanted to let people know I'll be doing that. And also I will be at Illuminate on the 25th, 26th, and 27th. That's going to be at the Capri Hotel. I won't be speaking there, but you can see me at my booth. They have a policy now that speakers, they want to have different speakers from the year before. So no, I don't have a time that I'm speaking, but I will be at the booth on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so I just wanted to share that with everyone. And Nikki, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you, Carter, for producing. Thank you, Lith, for calling in. And thank you, everybody out there, for listening. And to Dr. Pat and the rest of the team at Transformation Talk Radio, thank you for all you do so that we have an opportunity to share such inspiring information. Any last say goodbye here, Nikki?
What I want to say, which is just so on point to what I'd say if you were in the store, was wash your damn face. Those of you who aren't washing your damn face, you are not working with your skin. So tonight, before you go to bed, take a few minutes, wash your face, thank your skin for doing such a great job from protecting you from the environment and making sure you're not exposed to bacteria and disease, and you'll be surprised how much free moisturizer it'll make for you while you sleep.
I love it. Thank you so much. We'll be back next Wednesday with Karen, and we'll be co-hosting the show. And bye for now. We'll see you next Wednesday.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.